Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Happy Friday, you beautiful BTN listeners. Welcome to today's installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 14th of August, 2020. Here comes the best technology news that's been happening, and we got it for you in about 5 minutes. All right, we were kind of talking about this in yesterday's show. iPhone coming soon. Microsoft got their phone out already. Well, maybe they were a little premature on that. At least thinking that Apple's got an iPhone coming soon. Apparently, the iPhone 12 event, I don't think it's coming in September. No, it looks like it's going to be coming in October instead. October 12th, to be exact. And it looks like pre-orders might actually take place a week later after that. Maybe even longer. And then the shipments? Yeah, another week after that. Wouldn't be the first time we've been hearing rumors about this, though this is the first time we've got some dates in there. Particularly the possibility of a staggered release for the iPhone. Due to the fact that manufacturing, isn't really quite back to 100% worldwide. And we all know why. Your iPhone 12 may be shipping in October, but your iPhone 12 Pro, get ready for a month later on that one. Now, as far as the new Apple Watch Series 6 and supposedly a new iPad, we still actually might see those the first week of September. Though again, nothing is set in stone. Hell, it never is when it comes to Apple, is it? Not unless it comes from Tim Cook himself. Well, speaking of new phones, by golly, Motorola's got one for you. If you're a Razr lover, well, get ready for September 9th, because that's going to be your day. And this one actually does look to be true, as Motorola has already sent out invites for the September 9th event. No, we can't guarantee the Razr. More than likely, though, it will be there. Now, what has leaked about the new Razr? We'll be on board the Snapdragon 765 processor, meaning, yes, it will be 5G compatible. There's supposed to be improved specs on the phone as well, particularly more robust in the folding. Of course, we've also heard better battery life, which is much needed, and supposedly an even better camera. But this all should happen, as we're hearing about a $1,500 price for the phone, too. Well, finally, Twitter's recognized the rest of us. It has finally made the reply-limiting feature available to everybody. As quoting from the CEO of Twitter, sometimes people are more comfortable talking about what's happening when they can actually choose who can reply to them. So now everyone will be able to use these settings so unwanted replies don't get in the way of meaningful conversations. Yes, meaning those damn bullies and trolls on the internet. Now, how this will work before sending a tweet, users will have three options to choose who can reply. Everyone, which is the standard default setting, of course, only people that users follow, or only people the user actually mentions in the tweet. This is all based upon research Twitter apparently has done, showing that people who had access to limited replies actually felt a lot more comfortable tweeting, and felt more protected from spam and abuse. And finally, boy, that TV's so damn clear. It's like you can see through it. Oh, wait a minute. You can. What the hell am I talking about? Well, I'm talking about the 10th anniversary of Xiaomi and a TV that, you can literally see through. Yes, it's the My TV Lux OLED Transparent Edition Television. Pretty much when the thing is turned off, the display looks like, glass. Meaning, you don't really want to hang this on the wall. Not unless your walls look really beautiful. Then when you turn on, the images actually appear to actually float in midair or on your wall, giving us the transparent look. Now, from what we can tell, the 55-inch transparent OLED panel is actually based on LG's 55-inch transparent panel and uses the same 120Hz refresh rate. If you're thinking this is a concept TV, you would be wrong. If you think it's going to cost a lot of money, you would be right. The My TV Lux OLED Edition? Get ready to spend $7,200. Oh, and you better go to Asia to get it too. Doesn't look like it's going to be available anywhere else. Got a story no one else is listening? Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website, located at britishtechnetwork.com, that is where you get all the BTN shows, and it's where you also support the news show. Yes, we do need your support so we can keep the news show ad-free and up for you day in and day out. So if you love what we do here on the news show, consider going over to our subscription page at britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions for as little as $5 a month. You can help keep the news show on the air. Find us on Twitter, of course, too, following us at British Tech, and join us in our community over at our Slack room. Lots of lovely tech conversation and so much more going down over there, and we'd love for you to be a part of it. So join us now at britishtech.slack.com. The news show headed into the weekend. However, though, of course, we'll be back on Monday getting you caught up with the best technology news that does happen over the weekend. But until then, Have a fantastic Friday. Have a great weekend. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.